It is now my very happy task to welcome you to our 2006 national meeting. We are delighted to see so many members and guests here to participate in our program, The Role of the U.S. in the World. But before we begin, I would like to reflect for a moment on why we are here. That is, why we are here rather than stocking our fridge for the Final Four, or working in the garden, or watching the kids play soccer, or playing golf, or even doing our taxes. Members may be here to see friends, or to make presentations, or to voice their opinions, or even to enjoy the sights of Philadelphia in the spring. And guests may be attending to meet people, to gain knowledge and insights, to share their expertise, or to watch an expected fight, or take part in one, or they may just be here because they're curious. But underlying all of these various personal reasons for attending, I suspect that there is something more fundamental. Harvey Mansfield's new book, Manliness, may offer us a clue. Mansfield writes about spiritedness, which induces men, and I would suggest also women, to risk their mere lives for their quality lives. Risk of our mere lives can involve violent physical confrontation, but hopefully not this weekend. Risk of our mere lives can also involve intellectual and philosophical challenges of engaging in serious discussion. As University of Maryland professor Joseph Phelan recently wrote, a challenge of our quality life that will follow a rational argument through to the bitter end, no matter what the cost to our cherished presuppositions and personal values. I believe that we come to the Philadelphia Society for the sake of our quality lives, as citizens in a free and ordered society. So, fellow citizens, members, and guests, be courageous, take risk, and remember that deep differences of opinion did not prevent our founding fathers from productive discussions just down the street. Before we begin tonight, our productive discussions, I would like to call on Bill Campbell to make an announcement. Bill?
Thank you very much, Vicki. It's my sad duty to announce to you, if you don't already know, that Margot Carlyle died last Tuesday in Washington, D.C. When I first became secretary of the Philadelphia Society, 11 years ago, she was the first president I had to deal with. She was a charming woman, intellectually forceful, and continually pressed upon me the importance of, let's discuss international issues. And when we invited the past presidents of the Society to attend, I talked to her, and I could tell that she wanted to come so badly. We have therefore decided to dedicate this meeting to her memory, and I hope that she's up there listening in at every debate that we have. The funeral for her will be held at the Holy Transfiguration Melkite Greek Catholic Church in McLean, Virginia, on Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, at 10:30. And in lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to Holy Transfiguration Building Fund. So, Margot, We hope that you are listening in with us tonight. Thank you.
Here tonight is Andrew Basevich. Dr. Basevich is a professor of international relations at Boston University, where he served until last summer, also as director of the Center for International Relations. Before joining the faculty at Boston University, Dr. Basevich taught at West Point and at Johns Hopkins. His latest book, The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War, was published in April of last year. Dr. Basevich has published articles in a wide variety of publications, including The National Interest, The Nation, National Review, The Wilson Quarterly, The Military Review, First Things, The Weekly Standard, and The American Conservative. Dr. Basevich received his bachelor's degree from the United States Military Academy at West Point, his master's degree in American history, and his PhD in American diplomatic history from Princeton. Our speaker is a retired U.S. Army colonel. He served for 23 years in the Army, including a tour of duty in Vietnam. Please join me in welcoming Andrew Basevich.